Today is Low Sunday, and these are the announcements. There will be blessing of articles after Mass today. No benediction of the Blessed Sacrament this evening. There will be an adult catechism class today at 6:30 p.m. in the hall and online. Tomorrow, Monday, is the Feast of the Annunciation of the Blessed Virgin Mary. It will be the normal daily schedule with a low Mass at 7:20 a.m. and at 8:30 a.m. and no benediction of the Blessed Sacrament. Cleaning of the chapel will be this Monday after the 8:30 a.m. Mass. Please remain after Mass in the chapel today for an important announcement. I was told to give a shorter sermon today just to make sure everyone has time after Mass for this announcement and no one has to rush off. Next Sunday will be Bishop Ward's 51st anniversary of priestly ordination, and it will be the regular low Mass schedule. So just to repeat, there will be blessing of articles after Mass today, no benediction of the Blessed Sacrament. The adult catechism class will be this evening at 6:30 p.m. in the hall and online. Tomorrow is the Feast of the Annunciation of the Blessed Virgin Mary, with the normal daily schedule of 7:20 a.m. and 8:30 a.m., two low Masses, and no benediction. Cleaning of the chapel will be after the 8:30 a.m. Mass tomorrow, as usual. And please remain after this Mass for an important announcement. Next Sunday will be Bishop Ward's 51st anniversary of his ordination, and it'll be the regular low Mass schedule. The feasts for this week, as I said, tomorrow is the Feast of the Annunciation of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And although it is scaled down somewhat in its celebration this year, please make every effort to attend if possible. Because remember, this is the day that the Son of God became man. And what we just celebrated last week with the most sacred week of the liturgical year is the culmination of what began at the Annunciation. So this is the beginning of the entire redemption of the human race we celebrate tomorrow. And in addition to that, it was the day that the Virgin Mary became the Blessed Mother, and by extension, our Mother as well. So try to make it to that Mass if possible. Thursday, April 11th, is the Feast of St. Leo the Great, and Saturday is the Feast of St. Hermenegild. The epistle for today's Mass is taken from the first epistle of St. John. Beloved, all that is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that overcomes the world, our faith. Who is there that overcomes the world if not he who believes in Jesus, that Jesus is the Son of God? This is he who came in water and in blood. Jesus Christ, not in the water only, but in the water and the blood. And it is the Spirit that bears witness that Christ is the truth. For there are three that bear witness in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit. And these three are one. And there are three that bear witness on earth, the Spirit, the water, and the blood. And these three are one. If we receive the testimony of men, the testimony of God is greater. For this is the testimony of God, which is greater, that he has borne witness concerning his Son. He who believes in the Son of God has the testimony of God in himself. Please stand for the Gospel. The Gospel for this Mass is taken from the account according to St. John, chapter 20, verses 19 to 31. At that time, when it was late that same day, the first day of the week, though the doors where the disciples gathered had been closed for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in the midst and said to them, "Peace be to you." And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples therefore rejoiced at the sight of the Lord. He therefore said to them again, "Peace be to you. As the Father has sent me, I also send you." When he had said this, he breathed upon them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you shall forgive, they are forgiven them, and whose sins you shall retain, they are retained." Now Thomas, one of the 12, called the twin, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said to him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see his hands and the print of the nails, and put my fingers into the place of the nails, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." After 8 days, his disciples were again inside, and Thomas with them. Jesus came, the doors being closed, and stood in their midst, and said, "Peace be to you." Then he said to Thomas, "Bring here thy finger, and see my hand. And bring here thy hand, and put it into my side. And be not unbelieving, but believing." Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Because thou hast seen, Thomas, thou hast believed. Blessed are they who have not seen, and yet have believed." Many other signs also Jesus worked in the sight of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name. Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. So we'll try our best to give a survey of all the doctrines that are being given to us at the Mass today. First, a little historical note. This is called Low Sunday. As you've heard before, it's called Low Sunday because it's in contradistinction to the greatest feast of the liturgical year, Easter. So it's low in comparison to that. But it was also called, in ancient times, Dominica post albas depositas, meaning the Sunday after the white garments have been laid aside. And this is because on Easter Vigil, the day when the catechumens were baptized and entered the church, they received a white garment, as we still receive in baptism today. But they wore it throughout this entire week, celebrating this great event of being united with Christ. And then, one octave after Easter Vigil, yesterday, they would set aside these white garments and become like everybody else, telling them that they are perfectly incorporated now, nothing to distinguish them from the rest of the mystical body of Christ. In this Sunday, in this liturgy, the church is trying to help us have a good start, just like those catechumens, now neophytes, baptized. We see the Paschal candle here that remains with us until Ascension Thursday, representing Christ's presence with the disciples, teaching them. And so the church is teaching us as well. At the Easter Vigil ceremony, for those of you who were able to attend, remember that Paschal fire which lit the Paschal candle representing Christ, the light of the world, that light was spread throughout all of you. All of you holding a share in that light. Because we are all called to carry that light throughout the world. As Christ said, you are the light of the world. That hope in darkness. And so what the church begins, her very first lesson on the Sunday after Easter, she begins building this foundation. And that foundation is faith. Faith permeates every aspect of this Mass. The importance of it, the necessity of it. Faith. Faith in the sense of that theological virtue infused in us at baptism. And also the confidence which comes from that faith. The Council of Trent puts it this way. Faith is the beginning, the basis, and the root of all justification. And by that very fact, of sanctification. So if we are to carry that light throughout the world, then we have to have this root in faith. Just as the roots of a tree absorb nutrients from the earth, so faith allows us to absorb the truths that Christ has revealed to us. Through the light of faith, we can better understand the teachings of Christ and better teach them. And just as the roots of a tree, the deeper they are into the earth, the more stable that tree is against winds and tempests and so on. So too, our faith. The deeper our faith, the more we can withstand the attacks of the devil. So before we're set off, before the candle is taken away, before our Lord ascends into heaven, He's fortifying us with faith. St. Gregory talks about how lucky we are that Thomas doubted. St. Mary Magdalene and the other women, they went to the apostles and they said that our Lord is missing. They said that the angel appeared to them and said that he has risen. The apostles did not believe. They had to see for themselves. Then Christ appeared to the apostles and they told Thomas. That wasn't enough for him. Testimony of all the other apostles. No, I need a physical proof. He's like an empirical scientist of today. I need that proof in the test tube before I believe. So Christ said, okay, I'll give it to you. So we've been given a great gift. Because how much easier it is for us to believe, seeing these constant proofs that Christ gave us of his physical, bodily resurrection. St. Paul talks about the three testimonies from the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit, all testifying to the truth of Christ's divinity. The Father at his baptism, the water. The Son during his passion. You will see the Son of God descending on the clouds at the right hand of the Father. The blood. And then the Holy Spirit. In that breath of the Word, the teachings of the Gospels and the Scriptures spread throughout the world. The water, the blood, the Spirit. These three are one, all testifying to the same truth. And of course, we see the importance of faith in the gospel account as well. There's an important aspect to this as well, and you can see it hinted at in the collect for today. The collect for today says this: Grant, we beseech thee, Almighty God, that we who have celebrated the Paschal mystery of Easter may, by thy bounty, by thy graces, retain its fruits in our daily habits and behavior. This is the prayer, the oration of the Mass. It's saying, Lord, you've given us all these graces, all these gifts. Help us keep them. Help us keep these gifts. Don't let us fall back. This is the prayer. This is why we need that strong foundation. Because this is exactly what the devil is going to try to tempt us to do. Fall back into the old man that was supposed to be crucified with Christ on the cross on Good Friday. But how easily we can relapse. St. Thomas Aquinas takes as a metaphor the words from this gospel where it says, Christ was in their midst, the doors having been shut. He says, that's what our souls must be. We must shut off our senses to the world, and only then will Christ dwell in us. We must avoid these, not only the sins, we've already given those up, the death of the old man, right? But now the occasions of sin. We need to shut our doors to this world and avoid these occasions of sin. One spiritual writer takes the metaphor of the rising of Lazarus from the dead by the power of Christ and compares it to the resurrection of our Lord himself. He says, our Lord rose free. Not only in the sense that he was not bound by any linens or ties as Lazarus was, but also free from even the laws of the material world. He passed through the stone of his tomb. He passed through the walls of the cenacle to visit the disciples. Risen to life everlasting. Then he says, Lazarus, he rose from the dead, but he died again. His life came to an end. He said this metaphor, you see Lazarus come out, and he said he was bound hand and foot. He said, this is us coming out of Holy Week if we're still bound by the attachments of the world, hand and foot. Not free as Christ, not rising to eternal life, but rising for a time and then dying again. So we must be on guard so that we can continue building on these graces that have been given to us, continue growing in sanctity that is rooted in faith. St. Alphonsus says that when we willingly place ourselves into occasions of sin, our Lord removes his efficacious help from us. It is as if he is walking down this path of our vocation, hand in hand, leading us along. And we say, I want to detour. So he lets go. He who loves danger will perish in it, as the scriptures say. So, especially with temptations of the flesh, we must not only avoid proximate occasions of sin, near occasions of sin, but even remote occasions of sin, as much as possible. Saint Cyprian has said that it is impossible to stand in the midst of fire and not be burnt. and Saint Bernard. He said, I'm paraphrasing, he said, would you like to see a greater miracle than the resurrection? If you'd like to see a greater miracle than someone being risen from the dead, brought back to life, said that would be the miracle of someone who places himself in occasions of sin, especially sins of the flesh, and is not touched by them. Does not fall. This is a greater miracle than the rising from the dead, to see this. St. Alphonsus goes on to say this, warning those people who have gone through a wonderful season like this and benefited from all the graces that we have. Others, trusting in the change which has taken place in their life, in their confessions, and in the promises they have made to God, say, through the grace of the Lord, I have now no bad motive in seeking the company of such a person or going to such a place. I'm better now. Her presence or his presence is not even occasion of temptations for me anymore. Then the saint says, listen, all you who speak in this manner. In Mauritania, it is said that there are bears that seek to capture these apes that live there as their prey. And as soon as these bears come out, the apes run up the trees. So what does the bear do? It walks into the midst of all these trees, and all the monkeys are up in the trees, all these apes, and they're shaking the trees and yelling to make sure everyone hears the warning signs, and all the apes have escaped. And the bear just lays down and goes to sleep. And after a short amount of time, the apes descend the trees. They think, oh, he's not after us. They descend the trees. As soon as they're out of the trees, the bear gets up and grabs one. St. Alphonsus says, this is us. It is thus the devil acts. He makes the temptation appear to be dead. But when the soul descends and exposes himself to the occasion of sin, he stirs up temptations that devour him. Oh, how many misfortunate souls, devoted to spiritual things, to mental prayer, to frequent communion, to the life of holiness, have, by exposing themselves to the occasion of sin, become slaves to the devil. We find in ecclesiastical history that a holy woman who employed herself, this was her whole life, she employed herself to the pious office of caring for the martyrs and burying the martyrs, Christian martyrs. This is during the Roman persecutions. So she, at the risk of her own life, would enter into the Colosseum, let's say, or some other amphitheater in some other city, and she would collect the remains of these Christians who had been mauled to death or shot full of arrows and so on. At the risk of her own life, at the risk of being caught and killed herself, she would go in, and this beautiful work of a corporal work of mercy, she would take the remains, bring them to the catacombs, and have them buried. Truly a hero, this woman. No doubt many of the relics we have in the catacombs today are due to this woman's heroism. Once among the bodies, she found one of the martyrs who was not yet dead. So she brought him to her home, procured for him a physician and medicine, till he recovered. But what happened? These two saints, as they might be called, one of them at the point of being a martyr, and the other devoting all her life to the works of mercy with so much risk of personal persecution by the tyrants, they fell into an impure relationship. They first fell into sin and lost God's grace, and becoming weakened by sin, later denied the faith. This is the danger of occasions of sin. So what about us, who are not on the level of a martyr, or on this heroine? How much should we be on guard? Because even the great can fall. So we must close those doors to the world so that Christ may enter in and dwell there. We live in the world, but we are not of the world. How does St. Peter tell us to fight the devil? He says, resist him steadfast in the faith. So let us pray at this Mass that our faith is strengthened so that we have that strong foundation and we protect it through the mortification of the senses and avoiding occasions of sin. Just a reminder, remember to stay after the Mass today for the announcement. May God bless you.